This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just three of us in the studio, a couple of Colts, and me. And I'll be taking your calls if you choose to do so. I'd like to know what you like about USA Prepares, what you don't like, what we can do better. If you're a detractor, now's the time to call in. Tell us what you think. If you're a teacher, principal, or superintendent, I'd love to hear what happened to education. What did you guys do or not do? Are you trying to fight the battle to restore it, or are you just saying, well, you know, it's my job and that's what they tell me to do, and I'm just going to have to be part of the destruction of the educational system? The telephone number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can certainly give us a call. I am looking at the call screen right now. And I just want to mention a couple quick things before we take our first call. All of us here at USA Prepares are adults. One of us has been banned from Walmart. I just got the call yesterday. One of your instructors has been banned and has been told, do not come back to Walmart. So the question I have for you is, I know it is. Who do you think it is? Which one of us adults do you think has been banned from Walmart? Now, you know that they allow people in there with their underwear hanging out. You know they allow people to walk around there with their pants falling down. You know that they allow pink hair, blue hair, green hair, tattoos, disheveled looking, smelly people. That, you know, that's okay. But one of your instructors, who's not like that at all, has been banned from Walmart. Another thing is, Beto O'Rourke said he will take your AR-15s and your AK-47s. Do not allow him to be president. Okay, I'm not asking anybody to do anything violent, but make sure you communicate with those who you like and trust and family members. He's not our guy. That's Beto O'Rourke, because he will take your AR-15 and AK-47 that you paid for with hard-earned after-tax money. And Dr. Margaret just gave me some advice on the last few seconds of the previous hour that she wants me to be on my best behavior, and I will. I will. First call, Doc Ram. Doc Ram's our first call. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. You asked me to call, so I did. I just have a very important historical note I'd like to give everybody at this moment. I just released a new book called Healing Yourself. It came from Country Doctor out of Seattle, and it reminded me of a time I had forgotten when I was in Seattle and started. I was one of six people at Survival Center that manned phones for drug overdose, trying to talk them and keep them on the line when we could get help out to them. And that was called Survival Center, and it was in 1970. And I was part of the flying squad, which later became known as 911. It started with Survival Center. I was one of the six that started that. And then I wrote a book called Healing Yourself, which was for Open Door Clinic and Country Doctor, that was used herbal remedies for female complaints and other problems. The only thing that's wrong in that book now, today, is that I suggested using pennyroyal for a spend with using pennyroyal oil causes internal bleeding in 1 in 4 women. And that's a new thing that I discovered before I wrote that book. I am the first person in history to write about the chemistry of herbs, even before USDA, James Duke. There's a whole list of others that have written in herbal pharmacology. I worked off Dr. Shook's works. He was the Mormon with the elementary treatise and advanced treatise on herbology. And when Dr. Christopher took that over, he did not know goat turds from pork and beans, and I was his primary advisor when he would switch from Quassia chip for lactation and breast control. Now, that's me back in 1970, 2 years out of graduate school, having worked Lunar Base Alpha 1 and got into herbs. How's that one?
Well, I'm not sure where to go with that, Rick.
Well, I know. I wish the 911 concept started in Seattle with the Seattle Fire Department, and that was for drug overdoses in Seattle. And this was during a time when Haight-Ashbury was at its top. We would always say in Seattle that whatever happened in San Francisco, not L.A., when San Francisco would happen 2 years later, divided by 4 in Seattle. That's the way it was back then. And we knew about aliens at the time. I did my paranormal. I had just started Seal Corporation and had ended it, and it was my handler, Ted Kruger, that gave me my first books in herbal pharmacognosy, because herbal pharmacology did not exist yet. Isn't that interesting?
What do you think of... Yeah, what do you think of how 911 has expanded to children in elementary school being told, well, you know, if you hear your parents arguing, you just call 911, and then the police come, and then both parents become felons for having a domestic dispute, and are no longer allowed.
From federal government. The reason that the police went after people like that was not because of battered women. In Oregon, if a woman shoots her man or puts gasoline on him and sets him on fire, she can walk if he has abused her. They won't even bother trying her at all in court if she's been a battered woman. And up in Seattle, we started that one with Native Americans. It was terrible. And when I say terrible, you think Iraq and Iran are bad? You have no idea what the American Indians were doing with their women. And that's where it all first started. And Oregon, where I live now, is a halfway house for battered women. They bring them in to Ashland, they turn them around in Eugene, and they set them out in Portland. And that's even cowgirls get the blues.
So what caused the Native Americans to be so
alcohol violent
and rough?
Alcohol. And their inability to metabolize it like other gene expression tribes or races can. That was the primary problem, was alcoholism. That's how the American Indian was actually defeated. Not slaughtered like in Little Bighorn, but more give them alcohol.
Mm-hmm. So we knew that they had an intolerance for alcohol.
That is correct.
So
yes, absolutely. And that has been that now what's happening, which is wonderful, is that the American Indians now are going back to their concept of medicine. These are the songs and dances of their history, where they have a historical identity in terms of who and what they were, as bringing back a center. And in every single project I ever did with the American Indians, and I did Yakimas and the Fort McDowells and others like that, I always had a treatment center in the center of it all, because that's what needed to happen first, is having a place where they could get themselves back into true. That's what our cultures have done. And education-wise, it's terrible.
our government has been picking on the Indians before we had a government. I mean, we threw tea into the harbor in Boston, and we were dressed up like Indians. Let's blame the Indians.
And, well, that's before even the government. You know, the gold rush in California coming up into Oregon, they slaughtered all the American Indians here. The Fort McDowell, not the Fort McDowell, the Tananaw Chiefs, there were all kinds of things. That's the pipeline, the Alaska pipeline. The reason Nick Begich's father and the other senator were assassinated was that they gave the pipeline to the Indians in Alaska. That's what it all happened. That's what it all happened.
We're going to talk about this hour. I'm going to take calls. What do you like about USA Preparers? What don't you like? Class, the number is 866-582-9933. Rick, what do you like and what don't you like and what can we do better here at USA Preparers?
You know, I wish we had more events where there was darshan or eyeball to eyeball. When you actually physically meet somebody, something much different happens than radio and the superficial dialogue on a telephone. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. And your events that you had when I participated with Matt and Stein and others, they were wonderful. I got to meet Joey. I got to actually meet these people and get a sense of truly who they are. You know, who was that friend of yours that was on a motorcycle with his dog that came out of South America? That was,
It was Mike Ma, M-A-H.
Mike Ma. Now there was a character that I could truly, truly embrace. That's what your program does, is it brings those kinds of people out of the woodwork and gives them a purpose for trying to reach out to others. Mike Ma.
Now, can you imagine Mike Ma, middle-aged guy, combat marine, half Chinese, riding up from Central America through Mexico, where you have to negotiate and bribe for your life.
And he's just got his dog on his way, his motorcycle. Got to forget that. Don't forget that
he's
one.
He's got his dog with goggles on his motorcycle, and they come thousands of miles, and they go back thousands of miles. And he came to the expo, and he was even stopped by the police. And people were worried about his safety. Well, actually, the dog's safety. I mean, who would do that? Well, his dog was trained to ride on the motorcycle. The dog didn't fall off. And his dog was Xena. He brought Xena here to the farm. And, yeah, Mike Ma is something else. He is the kindest, gentlest.
He's the one first met before I met you, that you had him pick me up at the airport to bring me to your home.
And he is really kind, but at the same time, he is the scariest guy. I mean, if that switch flips, he can be the scariest guy you have ever met. That would be
Mike Ma. Well, that's what he
did.
Even before Storm and Norman Catwell, he was teaching you survival skills in a closed situation with weapons. And he was really, really down on it. I love the man.
Mike, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to call in, love to hear what you like and what you don't like about USA Prepares. What other broadcast would do that? What other broadcast would say, tell us what you don't like with no safety net? Well, 866-582-9933 is the number if you'd like to call. Dr. Richard Allen Miller called in. Rick, you mentioned that you like the fact that we have had face-to-face meetups and expos and that we don't do it anymore. And the reason that we don't do it anymore is because the police and the county governments and the city governments really decide they didn't like our message. They would shut off the air conditioning in the heat of the expo. They would shut off the Wi-Fi so that in the days when you needed Wi-Fi to make transactions happen if you wanted to buy something.
Why don't we bring the media in and have a media fest filming their behavior? You know, when they came to my workshop that one morning, I couldn't believe it. And there they were. And, you know, I would have loved to have gotten a media shot of that and then taken it to the wire, like AP, and show just exactly how they're, you know, serving and protecting.
Did you see the fire trucks that came to Lebanon with lights, sirens, horns?
Oh, yeah. No, I was there with all of it. I couldn't believe it. And why? Well, that's a good question. And that's probably why your state is broken into two pieces, them and us.
Okay, let me
Missouri.
Let me share.
I wouldn't have seen that.
I said I would talk about some tips and things from my book, so I'd like to do a couple of those. And I'd love to hear your comments on, well, this one is special.
No, I'm good. I just called in to, because you asked me to, and I thought I had just, a hair, and I thought Mike Maugh was someone that everybody should remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to see who Mike Maugh is, class, just go to YouTube and type in Mike, space M-A-H, or no StressMike.com. And let me just share one quick thing while you're still with us, Rick. Were you there in Springfield, Missouri, when Mike Maugh decided he was going to teach people how to get away from him? When he, all of a sudden, he just, the crowd was wall to wall. You couldn't walk 3 feet in any direction. 6,000 people were there at our expo, and he just walked from his booth area into the middle of the crowd and started getting sick. And and he reached out like the Statue of Liberty for anyone near him, and people backed away, and he did a very slow circle, like he was going to vomit right then and there. And people started backing away. They were grabbing their cell phones.
Oh, what a beautiful piece of acting.
He was showing you that if you're in a crowd and you're overwhelmed, like, hundreds against one person, what do you do? Now, he didn't say, watch this. He just walked into the crowd and started getting sick and reaching for help. And everybody was terrified, literally terrified.
And so I'm surprised that the Missouri Police Department doesn't have more preppers and individuals interested in the kinds of knowledge base that you're providing, because they're going to need it shortly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what
it's
they did.
It's not going to be about opinion and what they think is right or wrong. It's going to be a need for each other to help each other. When that grid goes down, it's going to be a real serious problem, and we're going to just see how good your police department is then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what they did. Television from Springfield, Missouri, the big station, came and videoed. And they gave us less time. It was only like a three-minute segment. They gave us less time than they gave the emergency management director. He said, I guess if you want to get some water and a flashlight and some batteries, that'd be good. That was our competition. I couldn't believe it. So that now you know that the city governments, the county governments, and the television production, the television stations, they're all in bed together.
Well, your infrastructure right now, just in your home heating oil and gasoline and power company, there it is, Exhibit A.
All right. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks for calling in and being with us. I'm going to teach you some of the things that I have in the book coming up for the next half hour. Doc Graham, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. In California, utility PG&E now settling with insurance companies over wildfire claims for $11 billion, $9 billion less than the companies originally demanded, and about $3.5 billion more than PG&E proposed. The deal announced a short time ago, subject to approval by the bankruptcy court, the utility has already settled with local government groups for $1 billion. A report claims President Trump ignored evidence Israel planted spying devices near the White House. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denies the allegations.
We have a director. I have a director. No intelligence collection in the United States. No spying. And it's rigorously enforced without any exception.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
You got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so I've been writing this book. And I've got my notes in front of me. I've written my notes in spiral-bound notebooks. And whenever I think of something I think should be in the book, and I realize that I do things that may be a little differently from the way others do them, I write them down. So I'm reading from Chicken Scratch, okay? So bear with me, please. And if you'd like to call in and let us know which instructor you think was banned from Walmart, I'd love to hear from you. I'd also like to hear what went wrong with education if you're a teacher, principal, or superintendent. If you're a a detractor, what don't you like about us? And if you, or if you're a student, what do you like and what don't you like about us? So please call in 866-582-9933. All right, to the book. It's legal to own lock picks in all states except Nevada, Tennessee, Virginia, Ohio, and Mississippi. And so one day, one of our instructors was here. He brought his camper van. He was going to sell his camper van to a friend of ours. And we made that happen for him. But we decided we were going to go through this camper camper trailer, I guess I should say, and make sure it was perfect. You know, check the heating system, the hot water, the heating system, the refrigeration system, the electrical system, make sure that the deep cycle battery and so forth was all up to par. And we couldn't get into one of the locked components for the system to make sure that the heating system and the hot water heater work, because you have a key to prevent tampering on the outside. Well, he didn't have the key. And I said, that's all right. We'll make a set of lock picks. And he looked at me like, really? I said, oh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that right. It'll take 5 minutes. We'll make a set of lock picks and we'll get right in. So what you need is about a 3-inch long bobby pin. And you, what you do is you heat the bent over tip over a flame, like a gas stove or a propane stove. Just heat it till it glows red. And then you fold it into, or unfold it so it's now straight. Then you cut it in half. And then you scrape off the plastic tips. And on one of them, you file the end to leave two little camel humps close together, two little bumps. Maybe the total length of the two end to end would be a quarter of an inch. So you just file them, and you make two humps. And then the other piece that you have of that hair, or that bobby pin, you bend into the shape of an L. So you take about 3/8 of an inch, and you bend it into the shape of an L. And you might have to look this up to get it. See, if I had the website, I'd just show you pictures of this, but our detractors were so miserable, and they caused us so many problems, I shut down the website. But I'd be glad to show you pictures if it weren't for them. And so you fold the other end into an L, but you have to heat the bobby pin in order to do that. Now, a lockpick is not what you see on television. It's not just sticking something in a lock and automatically it opens. You need two tools. One of them is a rake, and that's the one with the camel bumps on it. And the other one is the torque tool. So you apply torque in the direction that you would turn the key. And you put that at the bottom of the lock cylinder and just apply a gentle torque with that bobby pin. And the other tool, the rake, you slowly rake back and forth to set the pins. And within like a couple seconds, that lock will open. And when I showed our instructor that, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe that we just took a bobby pin, went to the kitchen stove, heated it to red, then got a file, filed two humps into it, and made the torque tool. And then within seconds, the lock was open. I said, why don't you try it? So he tried it, and it took him a little longer because he wasn't used to it. It might have taken him, 15 or 20 seconds to get that lock open. And then when we were all done, I said, well, it's legal for you to have these. Take them with you. So how long have I had lock picks? For a long time. For my own purposes. I don't go breaking and entering and stealing things. But every once in a while, I need to get into some of my own equipment, and I don't have the key. So I have a set of lock picks, and you can have them. It's perfectly legal, except in Nevada, Tennessee, Virginia, Ohio, and Mississippi. Now, don't believe anything I say. Okay? Disclaimer, look up for yourself what the rules are, okay? And let's take this call. I have no idea who's calling. Hi, I don't know who you are. Welcome, you're on the air with Vincent Finelli.
Vinny, it's Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Listen,
I'm sorry to be so rude, because I'll tell you what, I saw the phone on the call screen. I can see all the lines, and I could see this phone call was coming in, but our engineer did not pick it up yet, and I thought, well, okay, let's try it. So that's why I answered the way I did.
Well, great. Hey, listen, I wanted to find out what you did to get kicked out of Walmart.
All right, so I need to put down one vote for me. All right, so, well, what makes you think it's me?
Well, who else could it be?
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of instructors.
I know, but it was you, Vinny. Come on.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm not going to confirm or deny at this point, because I want to see if others get votes too. I mean, you know, it might not be me, really. I want you to think about this. I don't want to give you any hints, but it might not be me. I mean, I lose my temper, but maybe it's someone who loses his temper or her temper faster than I do.
My vote's for you, and it's probably might be open carry.
I put that, okay, so Lou Cassidy,
open carry.
One vote for me, and it's open carry. Okay.
Yep, I want to see what everybody else thinks.
All right. Do you have a second choice?
No, it was you.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay, Lou, what can we do to, or what do you like, what don't you like, what can we do to improve here at USA Prepares?
Well, I like your show. I especially liked your expos. I mean, that's where we all got together at. And I miss those, of course. But the show is fine. I mean, you're doing good. No complaints. Right,
what can we do better?
Well, geez, I don't know. I can't think of anything you could do better. I mean, it's just like your impromptu, you know, shows. I mean, they're great. I know you prepare for them and all that stuff, but, you know, you're just off the wall and going tangents, and especially you and Doc Graham. When Rick's on there, man, it's crazy. And I know Rick's listening. Hey, Rick. So.
Well, you know, Let me ask you this before I make a comment. You have been to the farmhouse. Do I behave the same way on the air as I do around you in the impromptu settings at the farmhouse? Am I any different, or am I the same?
No, you're the same. I mean, it's, you know, you're Vinny. What else could you be?
And Rick is Rick. He is
Rick. Is Rick. Mike Ma is Mike Ma. I love Mike too. I'm with Rick on that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Mike Ma. I was thinking that if you thought that Mike Ma was kicked out of Walmart, you might have read about it in the international news. Because I have a feeling that it would be a little more complicated than sir, would you mind leaving?
I would say so.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Anything else you want to comment on?
No, that's it. I'll let you get the other folks and get on with it.
All right. That was Lou Cassidy. Thank you so much, Lou.
Thanks, Vinny.
Class, if you'd like to call, I'd love to hear from you, 866-582-9933. And I'll just answer the calls without knowing who you are, because I'll see the call screen light up. And the way it works on most radio broadcasts is there's a call screen and there's an engineer who will say, hi, this is USA Preparers, or this is, you know, the ABC show, whatever it might be. What's your name and where are you calling from? And then they type on the call screen so the broadcaster can see, you know, Tom from Texas. And I have buttons, like right now I can see that it's ringing. I'm just going to, our engineer picked up, I can see that he picked it up. And that bar with that particular line turns a different color, turns green. And I can see that Robert in Kansas is called. Here we go. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with me. What do you like about USA Prepares? What don't you like about USA Prepares? And how can we do better?
Hey, Vince, I love USA Prepares. I like that you cover the topics that are not normally covered. As far as doing better, I don't know, Vince. I'm going to leave that up to you. You put together something great. I wanted to vote for who got kicked out of Walmart.
Okay. Who's that?
That would be Joey.
Joey?
I'm sure it's Joey. I think Walmart might ask you to leave, Vince, but I don't think you'd be kicked out. And I can see Joey kind of taking it to that next level, saying, no, I'm not going to leave. being kicked out of the Walmart. So maybe it's not, but I listened to Joey for a long time, and I can see him going into Walmart and not putting up with the BS.
Very interesting. I know Joey. Joey's been to the farm. He's a very dear friend. I really, really enjoy Joey's company. He is absolutely brilliant. I mean, he has a lot of skills and a lot of talents. You can talk to Joey about so many things. I mean, he really, really is bright. And I'll say this, that, you know, Joey doesn't take guff from anybody. He really doesn't. He says what he thinks. And I'm really waiting for that call from Joey one day when he says, "Hey, Vin, what's the matter with you? Why are you doing this? Why are you still on the air? Why? You're supposed to be taking care of your family. Why are you spending 4 hours a day, 2 hours on the air, 2 hours preparing? Why are you doing that? Why? What's the matter with you?" I know that's, I mean, I'm just waiting for that call. I know it's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I just wanted to mention it. Hey, Robert in Kansas, anything else quickly? I've got some more calls.
No, Vince, I hope you don't move, like you were saying, just because you're not too far from me. And also, I just don't know where you're going to go, man. Maybe you found a place, but I can't imagine that rural Missouri being too bad of a place to be. But we'll see how that goes.
Great. Hey, Robert in Kansas, thank you so much.
All right, Vince. Bye.
Matt in North Carolina, welcome. You're on with me, Vin Finelli. What do you like? What don't you like? How can we improve? And who do you think got kicked out of Walmart?
All right, Vince. First of all, I want to say that I might be one of your younger listeners. Not too sure I am due to the show, but I'm 36. And I do enjoy your show. I love the format. I grew up listening to Art Bell. And even though the subject and the topics are different, you just give me that Art Bell vibe. So I truly enjoy your show. The formatting, I love. I love the USA Prepares, and I love what you're trying to do with educating people. Excuse me. Again, I'm new, so I don't know all the names of your instructors. One thing I don't like or I think that could be improved on is you have the instructor, the gentleman from California. I think it's Dr. Rich.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Okay, Oregon, yeah, I knew him on the list. But yeah, he's wild, and I love his story. However, I feel, my personal opinion, he seems to take over the show often. I know you're trying to get in as the host, and he just takes over with just wild stories. But sometimes I can, in my head, I feel you're trying to get a point across, but it never gets, you know, kind of dies out.
All right, hold that thought, Matt. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're taking some calls. What do you like and what don't you like, and who do you think got kicked out of Walmart? Matt in North Carolina is with us. He's 36. He's probably one of the youngest students we have. Matt, I'd just like to explain to you. Yesterday, all week I've been mentioning I'd like to take this hour and take calls and so forth. And I mentioned it with Rick yesterday. Rick is regularly on Thursdays. And I mentioned that I was going to take calls, and he said he was going to call. I did not ask him to call. I think he thought I asked him to call, but I did not ask him to call. I did not want this to be set up in any way. I wanted to just take calls and see what happened. But he called in, and you know, that's fine. That's great. I'm glad he called in. And you know, Rick's crazy. But he's, and I'm being, you know, positive about that. He is wild. I have no idea what he's going to talk about. And here's how it goes. So a few minutes before the broadcast on Thursday, I used to call him. I'd say, "Hey, Rick, how you doing?" And he'd tell me, and I'd say, "What do you want to talk about?" And he'd say, "Whatever," and we'd talk about maybe seven things. And that was the last time we'd ever talk about him. Lately, he calls our farmhouse, and he says, "Okay, I'm ready for the show. What do you want to talk about?" And I'll say, "What do you want to talk about, Rick?" And he'll say, "I'll just follow you." So I have no idea what's going to happen. No idea. And that's how it really works. So as far as Rick taking over, yeah, he does that. And not only on the radio. It's not like he does it especially for the radio. He's like that all the time. If you're in the kitchen table, you know, and there's a whole bunch of instructors, that's what he does. That's Rick. So I just wanted to comment on that, Matt.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, his stories are wild. I love hearing them. It's nothing against him personally. Just like from the listener, or at least my opinion, for the listener aspect, sometimes like I know you want to get in, Vinny. You know, I know you got something to say. I want to hear it. But again, that's the only, if it would be considered negative, maybe just criticism I would have.
I understand. Now, let me just tell you what, Matt, let me tell you what the detractors say. The detractors say, hey, Rick Miller's on. Vinny, why don't you just be quiet?
That's why I'm calling as a student, not a detractor. You know?
No, I understand. I understood that. I understood that perfectly. And who do you? So, of the instructors who you have listened to, and I know most of them personally. I've seen them. They've been at the expos. They've been to the farm. They've been to the meetups. We've done seminars together. You know, traveling. You know, one of us will be on stage at a time, but you know, many of us will be there at conventions. So I know a lot of these guys, and I have invited every single one who's an instructor to be an instructor. That's how it works. There's no application. You don't fill out anything on the internet and say, hey, I want to be one. It's just, you know, I happen to like a person, run into them, and invite them to be instructors. It's as simple as that. So who do you think got kicked out of Walmart? Do you have a feeling?
Okay. Again, forgive me for the names. I think it's the instructor from Central Florida. Is it Steve?
Yeah. Steve Elkins. Okay. You think he got kicked out?
Yeah, first of all, I love when he's on, and I love his show on RVN, but I think it's him, and I think the reason is for either stating the truth or pointing out the obvious. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, Steve has been to the farmhouse, and we are dear friends. I really enjoy broadcasting with him. He is a no-nonsense guy. He's great. And by the way, I'm not trying to slight any of our other instructors. I think they're all outstanding. Absolutely every single one, or they would not be instructors. And if I thought they were spewing out information that's not worth hearing, they would not be on the air. And you know, it's kind of like this. USA Prepares, we're all volunteers, and we all decided that, this is something that we're passionate about. Nobody gets paid. And it's because of that we're so hard to deal with. The establishment has a tough time with us because they can't control us. Because they can't fire us. They can't call our boss and say, you know, you got to fire Vinny. He's out of control. Or Rick. Or any of us. Or Captain John. None of us is capable of holding down a job, and none of us has a job. So they can't, I mean, that's what typically happens. You know, if you work for the government, they say, you know, you shouldn't do that. And you remember your pension. That's a really important. You know, you want to have your pension, right? So that's how they control people in the masses. But we are all not controllable that way.
Yeah.
Any other comments you'd like to make, Matt?
Nope. The last thing, I don't think it's you, because from what I've been listening so far, I don't even think you shop at Walmart, or you've probably already been banned from Walmart. So no, I don't think it was you, Vinny, but we'll see. I do love the show. This is my first time calling pretty much any radio show. So I'm going to continue listening, and best of luck to you. Maybe I'll call in another time.
Wonderful. Matt from North Carolina, thank you so much for calling in. All right. So let me just mention this. You know, my book is it's got lots of things in it. So one thing is great pickles. How can you take ordinary pickles and make them outstanding? Well, it's easy. All you do is, like, let's say you buy some sweet pickles. You just add a half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper, okay, to a new jar of pickles. Shake it up, put it in the refrigerator, take it out once a day, shake it up, put it back in. And a week later, you've changed ordinary pickles into extraordinary pickles. Extraordinary. So maybe next Friday we'll do the same thing. Hour number two. And we'll take calls. What do you like? What don't you like? And who do you think got kicked out of Walmart? I'd love to know. And I'll tell you. I'll tell you at some point. But you might be surprised.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.